Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. The Green Bay School Board voted 5-2 last night to terminate East High School football coach Nico Sela. The district issued a statement saying the termination was based on unauthorized transportation of students and intentional falsification of student attendance records. School officials say because of the more than 140 deletions of student absences, ineligible players competed in a number of football games this season. The school also says despite prior disciplinary action, Sela refused to fulfill the minimum requirements and continued to transport students. Sela disputed the allegations, saying due process was not followed. As for what's next, Sela plans to launch his own youth mentorship program and run for a position on the school board in the spring. Improper use of a candle sparked a camper fire in Green Bay yesterday, according to the Green Bay Metro Fire Department. Authorities say the camper, next to a garage on the city's near west side, was fully engulfed in flames when they arrived just before 5 a.m. Firefighters were able to save the garage, but they say the camper is a total loss. Fire officials say one person did need to be evaluated, but was released at the scene. Pilots were picketing outside Allegiant Airlines this week, calling for changes to their working conditions. It was part of a nationwide protest by the company's pilots. The pilots are asking for more crew, more benefits, and the ability to schedule their days on and off. Las Vegas-based Allegiant issued a statement in response to the picketing. The company says they're currently in negotiation with the pilots' union. They say they've offered an immediate 50% average increase in hourly wages, as well as a 50% increase to pilots' retirement benefits. The airline says their package also includes extensive scheduling and quality of life improvements. The picketers clarified that they're not on strike from work, but they say 97% of pilots have voted in favor of striking if it comes to that. The company says they are operating their full schedule, and they don't anticipate any disruptions to travelers relating to the informational picketing. The Festival of Trees at the National Railroad Museum opens today with displays for the first time inside the museum's new Fox River expansion. The festival features dozens of uniquely decorated trees nestled among historic locomotives, rail cars, and other museum exhibits. The museum says the popular annual tradition draws more than 20,000 visitors each year. The Festival of Trees at the National Railroad Museum runs through January 4th. Governor Tony Evers has ordered all flags across Wisconsin be flown at half-staff tomorrow to commemorate those killed in the Waukesha Christmas Parade in 2021. Tomorrow marks 4 years since a man plowed his SUV through the parade, killing 6 and injuring more than 70 more. Daryl Brooks is currently serving 6 life sentences following a jury trial and conviction. They can't believe it's not butter being served in Wisconsin schools. Dairy state lawmakers are introducing legislation after finding out what one cafeteria was presenting to pupils in the lunchroom.
Todd Novak and I ended up drafting a bill, and it's being circulated now for co-sponsorships. Basically, it's just, you know, saying, listen, if it, other than maybe for a allergy reason or whatever, you need to serve butter, you know, in our school.
State Senator Howard Markline is one of the representatives who introduced the Butter in Our Schools Act, which would stop schools from serving margarine in place of butter. Markline says the move follows a long state tradition of supporting dairy farmers and protecting the butter brand. Lineville Road is finally back open after a 2-year construction project. The $20 million project is near the Barkhausen Waterfowl Preserve. The work reconstructed roundabouts to accommodate increased traffic and improve pedestrian safety with a multi-use trail along the north side. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Packers get set for a border battle on Sunday. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports. Green Bay's offense has been struggling as of late, and it doesn't get any easier when the Packers take on the Vikings' tough defense this Sunday. Here's Coach Matt LaFleur.
Brian does a hell of a job, as good as anybody. It just, when you game plan for him I mean, it takes a lot longer than your typical game plan just because of all the different looks that he presents. It is a real, real challenge.
When the Packers take on the Vikings Sunday, it'll be the first of five divisional matchups for Green Bay the rest of the season. Coach Matt LaFleur on taking on the challenge of the NFC North.
Every week, somebody that is perceived shouldn't win ends up winning the game. So I think it's a great lesson for all of us involved in this thing is like, you can't rest for 1 second. And it's not just every game, it's every single moment when you're on the field. Every play is so critical because the margins are, in my opinion, as slim as I can ever remember it.
Kickoff Sunday is at noon at Lambeau Field. Tonight, the Bucks take on the 76ers at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee will be without Giannis Antetokounmpo, who has a groin injury. Here's coach Doc Rivers.
We're going to either find somebody or find something to run that will pay dividends later. And that's the stretch that we're about to go through. We'll be ready.
Giannis is expected to miss 1 to 2 weeks with a groin strain. Tip-off against Philadelphia is at 7 p.m. Today is the first day of the state high school football championships with Division 7 through 4 in action. Three of the four games today match up undefeated teams. Tomorrow, it'll be Divisions 3 through 1. The games are at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. You can find the pairings, stats updates, and broadcast information at WIAAWI.org. I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media Sports.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a few sprinkles possible at times. Our high right around 48 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to the upper 20s to low 30s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.